Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I can jump way ahead of what we're going to be talking about today, but before I do, I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Go to the top of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top there. You'll find us on a live streaming, which will be on that page. But subscribe to the page for yourself. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you'd like to call in at any time, I would love to hear from you, especially those that want to counter the message today, because what we're going to be talking about here, friends, is did the founding forefathers... Were they Masons? Were they Freemasons? Were they a part of the Illuminati? Were they spiritualists? Were they mystists? That's what they called? Mystics? And are they the ones that are responsible for establishing what we have today? I mean, I can't make this up. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, when I announced that I was going to be talking about this, some of you grown-ups who haven't grown up yet, you leave such garbage on the comment section where you say you cannot let go of your forefathers' garbage, can you? No, because they were the ones that we are to look to, Hebrews 13:7, and we're supposed to follow in the faith that they have set forth. And it's also interesting, this person goes on, there's no way to spin these flagrant lies, hypocrisy, and idolatry. I haven't even done the show yet, okay? So Lopez wants to jump the gun, and then he goes and says, go kiss the engraven images in D.C. and Albert Pike's monument. Oh, this is beautiful. I love this. Albert Pike wasn't around for 100 years after our forefathers were dead. Okay, just I'm letting a little bit out before I should, but I just want to let you know how this all works, because people like Mr. Lopez who are jumping the gun, he just blatantly right in front of everybody, he or she sticks both feet in its mouth and straining at the gnat, swallowing the camel before it even gets the proper information. And the information that this person's listening to is from those that have revised their history. Matter of fact, here, let me show you this really quick. If you go online and you look up, why did George Washington join the Freemasons? And if you're on social media platforms right now, you're going to see tons of these pictures. This is George Washington with all of his Mason garb on, right? You guys all see this with me? I just want to, I'm conveying to you how embarrassed I am for people that are going along with this, okay? Because when you look at this, you're seeing a whole bunch of them, and I can go down to the bottom of that page and see more, and it will show George Washington in his Masonic garb, okay? Are you guys ready for this? It never happened. This picture right here is a myth. This was all, this all came abroad after the death of our forefathers. Okay, I mean, as if to suggest he's gonna resurrect himself and go after the people that are lying about him by painting a picture of him with his messianic garb on. The picture's a myth. It never happened, okay? So I'm putting a little salt on your tongue right now. And the reason I'm saying this and the reason I'm going into this today, friends, is because this is one of those topics where I got to tell you, I have never in all of my life seen so many ignorant people go online when I'm talking about our foundations, who we are, where we came from, just talking about, Bradley, you're ignorant. You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I do know what I'm talking about. And I want to tell you this. I judged in discernment before I did with my eyes. And what I said, just letting those that need to know concerning what I said a long time ago about our forefathers and who they were then and who the revisionists mean them to be in your minds today are completely opposite. And guess what? That discernment once again was right. 1 John 2:27, read it. There's an anointing that abides in us that teaches us all things. We need no man teach us anything. It's the anointing that teaches us. It also is the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. So what I'd like to do, that's Isaiah 10:27. What I'd like to do is I'd like to start off with this before we get into this. This may take two or three shows, by the way, because there is a lot of content, and I'm going to go line upon line, precept upon precept, so you're going to have to be patient with me, friends, but I do want you to know that those that believe that our forefathers were a bunch of Illuminatis, a bunch of spiritualists, a bunch of cult leaders, you are sadly, sadly deceived at every given step. And I'll explain over the next 2 to 3 days here, okay? Let's start the show off with Matthew 7:16, where it tells us, "You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? No. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit." We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, okay? Sin or the devil is not going to establish life. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can do that. He's the one that says he comes to bring life and life more abundantly. We can see that the Lord has blessed this nation. We can see his name and his fingerprints all over everything that we are, including first and foremost our founding documents, the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence with four references to him, as well as in the year of our Lord 1787, which concludes the U.S. Constitution. That's just the beginning, okay? That's just the beginning. That is the fruit that they have borne. They haven't borne, our forefathers have not borne the fruit of the devil in any sense of the word. They have borne the fruit of Christian and godly righteous men, okay? Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down. I said we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. You shall know them by the fruit that they have borne. One of the accusations that came at me, of course, again, is to bow down and kiss the idols that our forefathers have established. But I think that they fail to understand as to what's on the inside of these obelisks, on what's on the outside concerning the Liberty Bell. And what I'm talking about right now with the Liberty Bell is just go ahead and take the time and read Leviticus 25, verse 10, because that's what's inscripted on the Liberty Bell. And if you go back over to Lady Liberty, we see that she's holding the Declaration of Independence in her left arm, which was given unto us by the French. And in Thomas Jefferson Day, he was asked to make distinction between European government and American government. Listen carefully. Thomas Jefferson said he made distinction by saying Europe is like hell and America is our heaven. We'll be right back after this. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I got so many thoughts going through me right now, folks, but I do want to say this before we get going here. If you want to call in, make it pertinent to the conversation, please. That number again is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just thinking during the break again, there's just another way of understanding this. If I look at an apple tree, it's going to produce apples, right? It's not going to produce oranges. If I look at an orange tree, it's not going to produce apple trees, right? But this is what they want you to believe the revisionists do, okay? I'm thinking also how Jesus said that he comes in to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. And then I think about how the enemy said he comes to steal, kill, and destroy in John 10:10. So when I think about this and I think about our forefathers and the fruit that they bore, I think of blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. And here we are, Psalm 33, verse 12, 250 years later. And I also think about the sacrifice that our forefathers made in giving us the liberties that we have today. Matter of fact, if you look at the beginning of the Declaration, not the Declaration of Independence, but the Constitution, the preamble says, to ourselves and to our posterity, everything was established for their kids. That's me and you. Is that what the devil does? No, that's not at all what the devil does. And I also think, again, speaking of the sacrifice, it says that in the support of the Declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives. They sacrifice their lives, our fortunes. They sacrifice their fortunes. Just the exact opposite of what you're seeing today from the modern day politicians and our sacred honor. Okay? Just the modern day politician is facing off with what our forefathers established. They're trying to strip away everything that our forefathers bestowed upon us. Is that true? Yes. Okay? Why? My goodness, folks, again, I'm just going to have to hold some hands here in the process of going through this so people can understand. Can you imagine this? We're talking about Freemasonry and our founding forefathers, that a myth versus fact. Can you imagine our founding forefathers swearing an oath like this? Listen carefully. This is what the revisionists would have you believe. Binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by its roots, and buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. Should I ever knowingly or willingly violate this my solemn oath and obligation as an entered apprentice mason? So help me God, they said this. I'm not kidding. This is how confused and sick they were. They said, so help me God, swearing this oath. See, they said again, and keep my steadfast, that means fixed in the direction, in the performance of the same. Okay? This is what they want you to believe. This is who they want you to believe our forefathers were. I don't know why we have a caller up there. I haven't even said anything yet. But folks, let's get to this. So did Freemasonry substantially impact the American founding? Okay? Numerous current works, again, the revisionist, declare that the overwhelming majority of American founding forefathers were active members and the leaders of the secret society of Freemasonry. As the founders designed America's governing documents, its governmental seals and symbols, and its capital city, they incorporated Masonic beliefs and symbols throughout. America is therefore supposedly erected on the foundation of Freemasonry. That's what we've been told. For more than two centuries, distinguished educators, statesmen, presidents, congressmen, judges, and courts have declared that America was founded as a Christian nation. And numerous works, both early and modern, have substantiated this declaration. Common sense. You know the tree by its fruit. If American Freemasonry is unchristian, and if the vast majority of those who framed our documents were members of this heretical organization, then America could not have founded could be founded as a Christian nation. Furthermore, if the foundations on which the nation was built, this is important, if the foundations on which this nation that we live in, Americans, was built are ignoble, baseness, or lowness, and polluted, then God could no more bless us than he could ancient nations consecrated to Baal, Dagon, Molech, or modern nations dedicated to materialism. And after all the promise of Scripture, it's very clear and unambiguous. What does it say in Psalm 33, verse 12? It tells us, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord, period. There exists no stronger basis for the blessing of the Almighty upon a nation than the one that I just declared, and that just happens to be the nation that we live in. Now, the plumb line for truth is in this, in which I will, again, highlight, and it will not be the cacophony of modern voices and writings, rather it will be the original documents for the founding era. You know, it's interesting when I'm saying this, it's the Lord tells us to go back to the old past. The Lord tells us not to be given over to change, but somehow or another, the American people have allowed the propagandists to fill their heads with change concerning our founding forefathers. This bewilders me to no end. Read Jeremiah 6:16. This is also important. This is foundational. This is fundamental concerning what we're talking about right now, Freemasonry and our founding forefathers. What is it, a myth or was it a fact? What are Masons? Most people don't even know what Masons are. The first thing that we equate Masons to when we hear that is what? They're a cultist. They're a part of the Illuminati. They're a part of some fraternity, or they're a part of some secret society, and it's very demonic, and they sacrifice people, and they worship the devil. Well, that's not at all what a Mason is, folks. Think for yourself. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, right? That's why we do due diligence. Read 2 Timothy 2:15. Originally, Masons were the craftsmen who traveled across Europe more than 1,000 years ago, building cathedrals, abbeys, churches, castles, and other stone buildings. Okay? These Masons who journeyed through the continent and who actually did the physical stone cutting and stone laying were often members of the Masonic lodges. What were the Masonic lodges? A useful analogy would be to consider those early Masonic lodges as a precursor of today's union halls. Now, you got to remember something. These stone builders, these Masons, traveled all over the continent. So they met in places called the lodges, okay? Because they were all over the country. This is where they met with other Masons, okay? So the traveling Masons were called Freemasons. A skilled Mason who worked for himself and who was thus free to travel the land, practicing his trade. Practicing his trade of laying stone and building abbeys and building churches and building cathedrals. Has nothing to do with a cult leader, does it? Has nothing to do with somebody a part of a secret society trying to destroy a country, which is exactly the opposite of who our forefathers were. The Freemasons devised a system of secret signs, handshakes, that identified them to other Freemasons serving much the same purpose as they would in today's union cards, okay? The non-traveling Masons usually belonged to local Masonic guilds rather than lodges. They lived and worked in one area, ready to do local construction, jobs, or repairs, and these local Masons were often employed by the traveling Freemasons for their construction projects. Again, has nothing to do with what we are told as to what it is today in any sense of the word. Early Masons had 3 degrees based on their experience of the worker. And interestingly enough, the same 3 levels are still found in many unions today. Novices who entered the craft to learn the trade of stone cutting were called entered apprentices. And after several years of apprentice work, they became fellow crafts. Upon finally mastering the trade, they were then called master Masons. I'm seriously humored. I feel like laughing. I really do. Because I just defined what a Mason is today. Is that at all to do with what we know or define Masons out to be today? Not in any sense of the word. Why is it that we now believe what we believe? Because you've been listening to the wrong voice. Note, up to 99% of today's Freemasons have no idea whatsoever how to construct a stone building. Nevertheless, it is important to know the current claims in order to better understand the heresies in the modern organization. Okay? I'm taking this slow. You got to be patient with me, folks. We're going to tear down the lies that you've been told by the revisionist. And all of you smart people, you need to give ear and listen and learn before you stick both feet in your mouth like many of you have already. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to the White House. Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of a diplomatic effort related to the conflict. United Health Group, one of the nation's largest healthcare providers, said it is making progress recovering from one of the worst cyber attacks on a healthcare system in United States history. Pharmacy, medical claims, and payment systems were targeted by that attack. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump both already clinched their party's presidential nominations, but they picked up some more delegates Tuesday in their respective primary contests in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I don't want readers right now, so let's not be sharing too much information until we get a foundation laid so we can begin to highlight what needs to be highlighted, okay? We just have the beginning steps, so just slow your roll and hold up with me. People are already talking about skull and bones and this, that, and the other thing. Just wait. Everything's going to make sense if you walk through this with me, okay? The early Masonic regulations gave charges to the Masons, okay? God and religion were very important, not only because a primary source of their work was cathedrals, but also because most nations at that particular time had established religions, okay? In the area regarding God and religion, Christianity, in 926 AD, constitutions instructed of the Masons, of the lodges during that particular time, the craftsmen, the stone layers, okay? Every Mason shall cultivate brotherly love and the love of God and frequent holy church. Romans 5:5. Okay? Additionally, it was required that at every meeting and assembly that they shall pray heartily for all Christians, okay? The charges, i.e., union rules and guidelines, were updated and modified from time to time, but still it preserved their Christian tone. For example, in 1583, Masonic documents declared the might of the Father of Heaven and the wisdom of the glorious Son through the grace and the goodness of the Holy Ghost, yet being three persons in one God, be with us at our beginning. Here, now let me just kind of throw this in there so you all understand. Oftentimes when these Freemasons, these stone layers that were building cathedrals and abbeys and churches, and the list goes on, they would meet at that lodge and they would have ministers come in and preach to them. Remember, they were on the road, folks. So it was like they were going to church when they weren't at home with their families. Okay, and listen to what was required by these said Masons during this particular time. The charges of 1686 demanded of Masons that they shall be true men to God and the Holy Church. In 1722, the charge required that a Mason is obliged by his tenure to obey the moral law, God's Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, and if he rightly understands the art, he will never be a, this is what it says, a stupid atheist nor an irreligious libertine. If you don't know what a libertine is, friends, a libertine is a morally unrestrained and ungodly person, okay? Also significant during those years were the mottos of Operation Masonry. The oldest Masonic or Masonic model known is God Our Guide in 1594, and in the Lord is all of our trust in 1688. In the Grand Lodge of England, the motto was, in the beginning was the Word and holiness to the Lord. Now just take it in stride. I'm just telling you, sit down, hold your horses, more is coming, and I'm talking about more like to make sense of what we're being told today. Now, by the 1600s and the early 1700s, operative masonry was on the decline, and edifices were built primarily by carpenters rather than by stone masons. And in an attempt to bolster failing lodge and guild membership, what did they do? Operated masons opened their ranks to those who had never laid a single stone in their life and admitting them as honorary or non-working members. There's the door open right there. As the Masonic or Masonic regulations of 1703 explained, the privileges of masonry should no longer be restricted to operative masons, in other words, those that practice the trade of masonry, but extended to men of various professions. Again, this is where it starts to get weird. This era in which Masons invited non-Masons to join their membership was known as the period of accepted Masonry, accepted into the Masonic lodges, those who laid no artistic or mechanical knowledge of the trade. They had no idea, again, what it meant to be a Mason. And these accepted Masons were admitted into the lodge of the Freemasons. The term free and accepted Masonry was then used to describe those lodges to the new accepted members, including aristocrats and even members of royal families. So now it becomes a fraternity. And then what happens is the door begins to open to everything goes. Soon, other politicians and prominent individuals who desired the opportunity to rub shoulders with royalty or important personages also joined. These newcomers have no real knowledge of operative masonry, and it began to speculate and spiritualize on the symbolism of the operative masons and to interpret its symbols and artifacts in the allegorical, moral, and religious manner. You guys all with me? Change is taking place. As a result, it becomes known as speculative masonry. In 1717 in London, four separate London lodges of accepted speculative masons joined together in the following year, established the first Grand Lodge, electing and installing a Grand Master over the, listen again, the new form of masonry. This is what is key. This is where it pivots. 1723, these new Masons had developed their own standard to replace the old charges from the Word of God that had previously governed an operative Masons. And clearly, much in American Freemasonry today, it is antithetical to Orthodox Christian teachings. This is what you know. And consequently, it would be illogical and even oxymoronic to say that those who embrace beliefs endemically heretical to Christians could also be so, in any sense of the word. Appropriate to questions whether they were truly Christians, and any claim they founded a nation on Christian principles would be dubious at best. I need to say that again. Appropriate to questions whether they were truly Christians, and any claim they founded a nation on Christian principles would be dubious at best. Yet, how could it be otherwise? I mean, after all, this is what we're told. Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, John Adams, James Madison, Charles Carroll, John Jay, Samuel Adams, and so many other prominent founding forefathers were all Masons, weren't they? That's a question mark. Weren't all these prominent forefathers, weren't they all Masons? Nope. Not a one of them. Not a one. What are you told today, friends? Just the exact opposite. Historical documents unequivocally prove that each of the claims about Masonry and the founding forefathers are patently false. Common sense comes into play, Americans. Again, an apple tree does not produce oranges, and oranges do not produce apples, nor does a righteous tree bear forth corrupt fruit, as it tells us in Matthew 7, 16 through 20. But somehow or another, and see, this is the scene in the hearing that the Lord told us to judge men by. He said, judge men by the fruits that they bear, not by what they merely say. Well, I'll tell you what, when it comes to our forefathers, they said and did. They were doers of the word. They were not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Look at us today because of them. Now we have the revisionists telling us just to basically believe the opposite of what is true. They're telling you to look at our forefathers as a bunch of satanic Illuminati, a bunch of cultists. And the list goes on, when in fact, again, nothing, as I'm highlighting right now, could be further from the truth. I just told you, friends. We're told that Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, John Adams, James Madison, Charles Carroll, John Jay, Samuel Adams, and so many other prominent founding forefathers were all Masons. No, not a one of them were Masons. And again, furthermore, contrary to popular opinion and what in many cases can only be called both Masonic or Masonic and anti-Masonic propaganda, it is historically and irrefutably demonstrable that Freemasonry was not significant influence in the formation of the United States. This fact, readily confirmed by reputable historians and even reputable Masonic historians who have taken the time to investigate the actual records rather than simply to repeat what others have erroneously claimed. The word that is key here is erroneous. These scholars' research and original Masonic documents and history on behalf of Masonry, and by simply investigating and reporting historical facts, even these Masonic writers have proved conclusively that much of today's pop culture information about the founders and Masonry is completely bogus. I'm going to say it again. It's completely bogus. Well, let's talk about them. John Adams and Samuel Adams. Masonic tradition has persistently claimed both Samuel Adams and his second cousin, John Adams, as members of the fraternity. Guess what, friends? Neither of the Adamses was a Mason, and this is the conclusion of the authorities of the Grand Lodge of Massachusetts. How did they mysteriously become Masons in afterlife, but when they were here in this life, they had nothing to do with it? John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, his own private writings declare that he was never a Mason. In fact, John Adams is quoted as saying, "I am not, never was, and never shall be a Freemason." And his son, John Quincy Adams, comes to his aid, even provided a detailed explanation of the reason why his father never entered into the Masonic organization. But what are you told? Hey, folks, you're getting a good dose of why you have me and Tim here every day with you. Because I don't like being lied to. And the problem is there's too many people out there that think they know what they're talking about when it comes to the forefather. But I would ask you the question, do you have eyes to see? Do you have ears to hear the way that Jesus asked? Because if you did, and you did things the way that the Spirit leads us to do, Romans 8:14, the conclusion that we're coming to is quite obvious. Oh, folks, we're just beginning. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm still laying the foundation, folks, so you're going to have to slow your roll. We've had several calls up, and it's like, guys, just give me a minute, please, okay? Listen, do I love doing what I'm doing right now? Absolutely. I love laying the axe to the root of the lying tree. I am doing exactly what Gideon was told to do in Gideon in Judges 6, forgive me, when he was told to tear down his father's altars. And I'm talking about the lying fathers that these revisionists created to make out our forefathers look like a bunch of satanic cult members. And what I'm doing right now is I'm laying it out line upon line, precept upon precept, and proving them wrong at every given step. And do I love that? Oh, you know I love that. Hey, folks, we're called to reprove the darkness, not to patty cake with it, not to compromise with them, not to fraternize with them. Read Ephesians 5:11. And, folks, I just want to say this, and we're going to get right back into Freemasonry and our founding forefathers. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings that we get from Exodus, St. Matthew, from Isaiah, and St. Paul. I don't think that we emphasize that enough these days. Okay, so that's how we've been established. Who said that? President Harry Truman. What happens if we don't take heed to the way that we are established as a Christian nation under God? He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a system of government that you have today, a totalitarian system of government, a government by force, which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. Is that what's happening? Yep. Why is that happening? Because the people have forgotten where they came from. The people have forgotten where they came from. Okay, so let's go back to this, because we just showed you that John Adams and Samuel Adams absolutely were not Masons, but yet you're being told that your forefathers are Masons. Well, let's go to the father of the Constitution. He's the fourth president of the United States of America. And James Madison, the fact of the matter is, friends, there's no information has at yet been located, which would even indicate possible membership in the Masonic fraternity. And why have Masonic scholars been unable to locate any information? I'll tell you why. Because James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of our Constitution, himself had resoundingly declared, "I never was a Mason, and no one perhaps could be more a stranger to the principles, rights, and the fruits of the institution." But you're told that they're all Masons. No, they're not. And you know who's giving you this lies? You know who's feeding the lies to you? Men that call themselves Christians. Isn't that insane? Isn't that? Christian authors. Hey, folks, those that have been listening to me, I've been on the radio for 20 years now. I'm still waiting for a phone call to come in and prove the opposite of what we laid down foundationally as to who we are and where we came from under God. Not one call, ever. Ever. And yet they're selling books to people that should know better. Oh, that Bradley Dean, he's over there, that loudmouth, I'll tell you what, he's just preaching it down, he's slaying men in sin, he's calling out the lies for what they are. I don't want none of that. Come on, give me something. Tickle my ears. Let's keep up some more of those teachers to itch our itching ears. We want to hear something new, like it tells us in the book of Acts chapter 19 from the Epicureans and the Stoics who want to hear something new. Well, I'm not here to tell you something new. I'm here to tell you something old. And the fact of the matter is, again, that's who we are. During the break, I thought this was obviously humorous to me, again, just tearing down more of the lies of these knuckleheads that are out there trying to tell you that our forefathers were something, in fact, in which they are not. I've been to George Washington's house several times, and it's interesting, right before you walk into the door, oh, big sign of Brother Mason, George Washington. Has anybody taken the time to go ahead and look at what's inscribed on the top of George Washington's tomb? Oh, I'll tell you what it says. It says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live." John 11. Oh, that doesn't fit the theology of the revisionist today, does it? No, not in any sense of the word. But folks, this is how the media operates. They're doing it right now. They're trying to normalize the very crimes that God condemns. And again, I'm not going to go there, but you know who we are. I just did a show on this the other day. Everything's premised on us as a Christian nation, established on common law. They're trying to normalize everything in contrast, or that which runs antithetical to law. What are they doing now? They're trying to normalize men dressing as women. This is all coming through a system of revision. They're trying to normalize these crimes in the face of our children, so they're grown up, and when they grow up and they're trained up, they're going to think it's normal. They probably aren't going to make it that long to become an adult, because the Lord will judge this nation, and this is the very thing that will hasten his judgments. Read Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. Okay, let's go to another one. I want to stick to the topic, Freemasonry and our founding forefathers, myth versus facts. What about Thomas Jefferson? I love this one. I totally love this one. Thomas Jefferson was not a Freemason. No mention of fraternity Masonry appears in the millions of words he wrote, which are in print. Strict search has uncovered zero evidence that he was a Freemason. Well, what about Alexander Hamilton? Again, we're told by all the Christian writers today, lack thereof, that are telling us that our forefathers, man, they were a bunch of occultists. You know, they're Masons. No, they're not. They weren't. Alexander Hamilton, there is no evidence of his activity in or connection with the Masonic fraternity. There's no evidence, but yet we're being told by the revisionists that there's evidence. Well, it was like the picture that I showed you earlier. Again, this is what they do, is they lie to the people in hopes that you'll believe their lie. That's what revisionists do. What do you think is filled? The colleges are filled with today, friends. A bunch of revisionists. I showed you this picture. Matter of fact, it's on the cover of this book, right? It's on the cover of this book. It's riddled throughout the Google search. Mason garb. This is what appears. Friends, if you're just joining us, guess what? It's a myth. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. You got a caller up online. Can you tell me who that is? GCN, please. Let's go over to Alexander Hamilton. Again, no evidence of his activity or connection. What about Charles Carroll? Oh, I bet that guy's turning over in his grave. Definitely was not a Freemason, despite the claims made in the movie National Treasury. Here comes the those in Hollywood again lying to you. Do you really believe that they're people of importance somehow? Or sports figures, friends, or political figures? Do you really believe, where there is no honor, that they're somehow or another men of honor? No. No. The movie National Treasury painted the picture that Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, was a Freemasonry. In fact, MSA emphatically states Charles Carroll was not a member of the fraternity. Other assurances also exist of Carroll's non-involvement with Freemasonry. Oh, folks, I'm going to load you with quotes from these forefathers at the end of this little presentation. Masonic Scholars Association also asserts that John Jay was never a Mason. Wow. Wow. A whole lot of lying going on by that mainstream media that you say you don't believe, but some of you do believe. Hypocrites, you hold the truth in unrighteousness. There are dozens of examples of founding fathers who today have wrongly been associated with the Freemasonry. Is this to say that none of the founding forefathers were Freemasons? No. But again, remember what a Freemason was, not what it's been revised to be. I'll identify those probably in tomorrow's show. However, several of the few who were Masons actually had only minimal contact or involvement with the Freemasonry, a fact often ignored by today's Masonic and anti-Masonic propagandists. Okay? For example, signer of the Constitution, John Dickinson, he became a Mason on January 11, 1780. Again, understand what a Mason is, not what they define it to be today. But his membership, John Dickinson's, was followed by the notion in the Masonic records, never since appeared in the lodge. Wow. Similarly, signer of the Declaration of Independence, William Hooper, became a Freemason, but then the lodge which he was a member of ceased to exist, and no records have been found of his attending any other lodge. Hey, folks, I'm going to go on for a little bit just because of all the content we have here. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to disconnect, and I'll come right back. Give me less than 10 seconds. Less than 10 seconds.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.